Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody. Happy Memorial Day.
Hi.
And who else do we have here waiting?
Is Vanessa Orr, and I call her Doctor. Are you there, Vanessa?
I am here. I'm so happy to be here. Happy Memorial Day.
Yay. Hi.
Yeah.
Happy Memorial Day.
Hi, Barbara.
Okay.
Hi. Yes, Johnny. He's excited.
No. I was going to say my announcement, but you go first.
Yeah, we're all excited about what you're about to announce to everyone.
You're okay with me just saying the announcement?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Me and Barbara, I've talked about this, and so is Vanessa. And sometimes the reason I made this idea is because I think sometimes it would be nice to get an idea of how the psychic does certain things and, an idea of what she does sort of help everybody else. Also, it's hard sometimes when we take calls because, we can't get to everybody and, within a set time frame. So what we're going to do is sometime in the future, and we don't know when it's going to be yet, but everybody listening in right now is open to be aware of this. You're invited to be a part of this. We're going to be teaching, Vanessa's going to be teaching a muscle testing class. Now, what this is this is going to give you into a glimpse of how Vanessa does some of the things that she does. So what it's going to be like is this will be in, the show will be in a class format. In other words, it's not going to be like, oh, caller 310, you're on the air, or caller 850, you're on the air. What we're going to do is with that day that we do that is we're just going to let everybody on. And then, this will be good because some of the regulars, are regulars to the point where we just know them. And it'll be neat because the regulars will be able to interact with each other. And just sort of, yeah, so that's the idea. We have not chosen a day to do this yet, but I just want everybody here to know that that's in the planning. Okay, so
testing by Vanessa Orr, MBA.
Wow,
That's exciting.
Yes.
It's really powerful to learn that. I loved it, and you need to work on it more. And so, so everybody can trust more their intuition if they muscle test something. Then they actually know. They feel like they know. I know you know, but what about other people out there? Can we get to the point where our gut feeling, then we just know it is that? So we have no doubt.
That's really well said. It's because, it's how we're raised in culture. It's to ignore the intuition. But what muscle testing does is belts and suspenders intuition. So we get a definite answer.
Oh, I love that.
It's great.
And that's powerful to have that. Human being. Yes.
You're so right, Barbara.
I think aren't there so many things that we don't really tap into with ourselves right there for us to use? Yeah, I love this that you're going to teach this and maybe other things.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to be working with you both, and we'll have a quick format. And as I want everyone to know that Barbara learned it immediately. I mean, Barbara learned to muscle test immediately.
Thank you.
And I learned things from Barbara too. Barbara will talk about little tips, the lifestyle tips that she does, and I employ them in my life. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And then in return, you do that for me too with many things.
I'm glad.
And people want to be acknowledged for what they do. And if they are, and then on top of that, they're encouraged. It is so, so powerful. And there's that word again.
It is. Yes, you're right. It's funny because that word power and empowerment and powerful, that is a word that is very much within your energy fields, Barbara. And they told me that you were going to be using that word quite a bit for, you know, here in the intro. And you are.
Really?
And it's,
so
yeah,
during the preparation for this show tonight, which you always see something, was that one of them or like just a little tidbit? Because you always see something that's so cool.
I do see something. I'm looking forward to the callers because I've got a really unique, you know what it is? It's a little bit of us, you, Jonathan, and me, but there's a caller that's going to be calling in that has similar energies here. So this reading might apply not just to this caller, and it looks like it's a woman. It'll apply to the three of us. I'm interested to see what this is. Tonight's a very unique reading. I'm sitting here with chills, and I've got crystals all over the place. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what the angels and guides bring tonight.
Whew. Yeah. I'm so excited. We don't know what call it's going to be. Could be the one that's on waiting right now.
Right. Are you ready
what
for
do
a
have
caller?
Yeah.
I'm ready. There
it goes, 678.
678. You're our lucky first caller. You're on live with Vanessa Orr, MBA. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. My name is Gina. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Gina. Nice to talk to you, too.
Yes.
What's going on, Gina?
I want to know what's going on as far as coming up in my love life, if anything is going to happen.
Okay. Yes, there's a very nice guy coming. Got a question. Was there a breakup with a gentleman that was a little aggressive, like he just didn't want to let you go?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, okay. Well, so yes, there is a gentleman coming. Very good looking and very professional. Well, he looks very professional. Doesn't look like until September, though. September, top of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Am I picking up some career issues around you right now, or are you going through a shift right now?
Maybe like 2 months ago, we moved from the office to work from home. And right now, I'm still a contractor, not a full-time employee of a company. So hopefully I can be, you know, find something that I don't have to do contract work.
Yeah, but Gina, you know, let me tell you something. Right now, I keep being shown that being a contract employee is the way to go. I'm actually shown that, you know, you and I know that as a contract employee, you bear all the risk. You have to file the 1099s. You're the one that has to handle your own insurance unless there's something that you've cobbled out with the employer. But there's a lot more respect being built into the contractor right now. So you're not skating on thin ice at all doing that. I got a question. Did anyone attempt to steal your good ideas?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So you have a really good boss, I see.
Okay.
Oh, you don't
think
so?
I like her. I like her boss.
Oh, you like
not
her boss.
The boss that, yeah. Yes, I like her boss, the one that's over the program. She's
okay.
Cool. Mhm.
Okay.
Because I don't
yes
think she
that.
Know what she's doing, the supervisor.
Oh.
Yeah. Mhm.
She does. She might be kind of sleight of hand. I wondered if someone was trying to attempt to take your work or put their signature on your work. It's a very difficult thing to do, but communicate with you so significantly all the time. When I asked about why that was. It's because she trusts you. She knows that you're independent. There's a lot of independence around you. And also the number three came up for you. This is in numerology. The number three is typically creativity. So you start.
Okay.
So when it comes to your job, you please feel free to be creative with your ideas, be resourceful. You rather strike me as someone who is resourceful and very watchful and wary. And those are excellent qualities to have, especially right now. We are all groping our way through this situation. And but as far as I know you called in to ask about a gentleman, which is in September, which is a bit of a disappointment, I can tell. But your career is really stepping forward instead. And they just said something very interesting to me. They said steadiness. You're very steady. And that's what's needed right now. But
right.
You can trust your boss. And if we ask the question, does your boss say very great things about you? Say, for example, to the boss above her, I get a yes.
Okay.
You didn't see that.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, did you?
I can tell because she always put me in like emails and talks when we have meetings. And things like that, and saying how my progression is going.
How your progression is
so
going?
Exactly.
So you didn't really know.
My position. Say that again, I'm sorry.
You didn't really know where you were standing. There was not enough feedback from your boss.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. You know, sometimes we have people in our lives that really are silent. Sometimes they can be referred to as a silent partner. And but if I'm going to ask this question, you can listen to me. Down to molecular and cellular level, is Gina's boss covert? No. Is she being honest and salient about Gina? I get a yes. Sometimes people don't say enough, which kind of bothers me sometimes too. I don't know. You might feel that way. It's like more words kind of is more assuring. And, but they keep showing me the word independent about you. And the number three comes up, which is creativity. So I think what I need to tell you is to guard your work. You're very resourceful. That's come up twice now. You're very creative. That's come up three times now. And and you are a wary person, W-A-R-Y. So continue down there. I really like all the energies around you because you're the kind of person that I don't have to say, watch where you're going. Don't help everybody. Be careful with your finances. I don't have to say any of that to you. So you really,
okay.
They just said to me, this Gina has her head screwed on right, which is, just kind
good.
Of, yeah. But that's very prominent. That's a very prominent thing on, certainly on your mother's side of the family. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You are you are very beloved by your family.
Oh, that's a good
feeling.
That's a good feeling. Yes,
it is a great feeling.
I did. Yeah.
It's like they did. They actually said to me, "Golden." So.
Wow.
This is why this is such an it was such an easy reading. But look for this guy. He's good looking, and dark. Hair and kind of thick eyebrows, but he's just a really good looking guy. And I kind of see other women around you, so it looks like it's a girls' night out, but I see it's a Tuesday. I don't have my calendar up, so it's a Tuesday. It looks like a Tuesday in September. So
in September.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Would
yeah.
you let me know
I mean,
if that, yeah.
Yeah, could I ask you one question?
Sure.
I did have somebody I was talking to, not the breakup of somebody being aggressive, didn't want to let me go, but there was a friend that I was talking to, and we've been knowing each other from 2018 to end of 2018, and somehow we reconnected back from a 5-month break, like back in March. So now I feel like I'm not hearing from him. So, and I just want to know what's going on with him.
I saw a woman around him that saw a woman around him occupying his time. And I don't know if this makes any sense, but I saw a little kid, a little girl, might be a niece or like a niece. Like she looks to be three, she's young. I'm going to say 3 to 6. But he's preoccupied. Is he not answering your messages?
Well, he didn't answer it last Monday because last text I got from him or anything that I got from him was a happy Mother's Day to me. And so I didn't understand why he ghosted me, because we were on good terms. But there were two times before I ghosted him, but it was on bad terms because I didn't like the communication part, and plus, like, I was disappointed. And now that I finally told him how I really feel about him, because that was the reason why I did that stuff. And so he knew that the early part of April when I told him all that, so now you want to ghost me. So I'm like, okay. And I know he's with someone. I already know that.
Yeah, I saw that. He talks about finances falling apart. I mean, he showed me it's like a meltdown. You know what? I feel compelled to send him some healing tonight after I get off the show.
Okay.
What's his first initial?
D.
D?
D
as in Dandy?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. He's a very nice guy. But you have a proclivity to attract nice men. So it's so fun to do a reading for someone. It has such a blossoming energy. I just see so much yellow around you and gold. He has had a meltdown, and he's really, he shows me he's on his hands and knees trying to pick up all the pieces. You know, that nursery rhyme that you and I've heard, I think it's called like Humpty Dumpty. It's a thing, man.
Right.
Humpty having that fall and all the pieces. It is a true thing in life, and that's what he's doing. And he's doing it very, I heard the word masterfully. And
okay.
So he's got, yeah, and it looks like he's got an uncle that is helping him. At least someone that's an uncle or someone that's like an uncle. So he's gone through a hard time, and I'm gonna make some prayers for him tonight.
Okay. So you
I'm really glad you
called me. So you don't see him calling me back or anything. So that's just something I should just
he
let
says,
go.
Well, I got the word reserve, as in reserve. I think he doesn't want you to see him like this. Now, he would deny it all day long. I'm fine. You know
mm-hmm.
those people, right? And they
right.
really need us.
He will come
he
off
really
like that.
He really needs you.
Yeah.
But he says, he shows me, this is what he's showing me. He's like, he's got like a sword, and he's taking it from his, you know, like a swashbuckler. I don't know really what I'm saying here, but they're showing me, he's showing me, I mean, swinging it from the left down to the right, down to the, you know, shoo, down to the ground. And so he's like, no one can cross here. I have to figure this out on my own. Also, this sword is pointing towards you. I know this is kind of an odd image, but he's showing it to me. That sword pointing towards you is honor. I honor the ground she walks on. Even though two of you, I think he had a lot on his mind, and this woman was, if I ask the question, was she infiltrating his energy field? She was distracting him, yeah. But he has a lot of honor for you. So I see, if I ask, does he have respect for you, I get a yes.
Wow. Okay, so I just let that go.
What
a problem. It's just, yeah.
But I will do some work for him. You're so much fun to do this reading for, and I just love diving into these energy fields that you've created, and I honor you for that. Well done.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
That
thank you
so
for the reading.
You're
welcome.
You're
welcome.
Gina, that, Gina is amazing, and I heard her voice, and I thought, oh, that voice is so sweet and velvety. And she does have such great energy. It must feel good to call in and get confirmation of good. Wow.
Right.
Yes, that's Gina.
Well,
wow.
That's an amazing energy field that Gina has all around her. That's the way to do it. She's got herself all protected.
Yeah.
That's good for
you. Did you know that, Gina? That you have that around you?
I have been told that.
Oh,
good.
I've
been told that. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Wow.
Isn't it funny?
I have
a
question about the relationship. I have a question.
Okay.
Could she, now that Gina knows, okay, September, the love life is going to blossom, would she now be able to work on that to make it happen faster? Because you tell her direction that she's going in, and she wants it sooner. Can she manifest harder and get it sooner?
Oh.
Or is that just the answer? It's September.
Well, yes, you can. So powerful, and our words are wands. What I was explaining to a client earlier today is that before, I'm not really good at astrology. I just do my level best to read it and study it. But I have been shown prior, like back in February and March, that we are in for, well, we've seen what a ride we're in for. And right now, four planets are in retrograde. So everything's so slow right now. Even, you know, career, business relationships, it's like we're all just kind of embracing what we have right now and hanging on. And so when the planets start to go direct, as in they won't be retrograde anymore, that's Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto. And then, of course, Mercury retrograde goes retrograde in June and July. So we'll have five planets that are going to be in trouble for us. So it's just like swimming uphill in a waterfall. We're going nowhere. And that's why September came up. So Gina, yeah, you could, like what Barbara's suggesting, is call it forward faster, but it's a charted course, charted. And it's destined for September. And so, you know, Barbara makes a really good point, because we all want better, faster, right? It's project management. So, but these planets are all either protecting us or slowing things down so that better can come. I don't know, but I'm still researching why four major planets are in retrograde. I mean, everything's come to a standstill. Talking to you, Gina, it's like it's a breath of fresh air. Like what you're going through. And my client this morning, talking to her and seeing her success story, that's a breath of fresh air. So, this is a good looking guy coming. He might be attached to someone right now. So
yeah,
that could be
time for that, to get that cleared out of his life. Wow. And you know what? I was just thinking, you don't need to make it go any faster. You could just enjoy, I mean, in general, we could just enjoy the road there, like dreaming of him. I mean, he's good looking. He has the, like, bushy eyebrows. He's handsome. She said it three times. Be looking for that.
Right.
I mean, be excited about that coming into your life. Wow. You know,
that's a good point, Barbara.
You've never told me that. So, and I've known you a long time.
Barbara's looking now. I decided. I'll have to do a reading and figure out where this guy is for you, Barbara. I'm picking up Gina, about once a week. I'm picking up on, I think Barbara's starting to look around, so I'm going to have to talk to her about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But September's
so
looking good, and Tuesday. And if I'm not mistaken, I think there's five Tuesdays in September. I think there's five Sundays in September. I don't know. I'll have to look, but.
Okay.
So he's
definitely look out
probably,
for that. Yeah.
It's going to be exciting, because you're going to be with your friends when it happens. So I don't know if you're going to be working out or at yoga class or, you know, getting a Tuesday night wine or something, but that'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely different. Definitely look out for that. Thank you.
Well, my honor. Thank you for calling in, Gina. It was a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you, Gina.
Thanks for being
here. All right.
Awesome. I should say where everybody can connect with you directly, Vanessa, because, you know, Gina may want to as well for a private consult sooner down the road. You can reach Vanessa or MBA on her Instagram directly at Vomba11, Vomba11, and also her website, fullsoulreadings.com. There you go.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
You.
That was amazing, Vanessa, that reading. It
Aww.
Was so thorough.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and
they're
I,
fun. I just love. Yes.
I was going to tell you, I sent you a Facebook message, Barbara, about an idea for when we can do the muscle testing class. So if you could take a look at that.
Okay, great. You know what I was thinking, too? It has to be a series. I hope Vanessa would be up for that. And I'm sure,
sure.
Johnny would love that. Yeah, because we have muscle testing, we have manifestation, we have numerology, and which you're super good at, I find really. And it doesn't have to be a lesson for everybody to learn. It could be just talking about it. And I don't know. I don't know if you teach people numerology, but there's so much to what we could learn from you.
There is. I just love it. And you know what? People have asked me to teach for years, and I felt like I needed to, you know, study more. And I was studying this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I was studying numerology, and it was so enlightening. Oh my gosh. I was like almost in tears about how euphoric numerology is. And I know I have to do some more work for you.
Because I was going to say something about that. When I was in college, I tried to study astrology, and I'm not saying you can't do anything with astrology, but I just never had any success with it. It was like programming a VCR. It made no sense. And then one night I was staying up all night, and because there was this Maury Povich, it was a Montel Williams show where you had psychics on talking about the, you know, but it was over New Year's Eve. I stayed up all night over New Year's Eve because there was going to be this Montel Williams talking about the predictions for the year. And they had a numerologist on. And I understood what the astrologers were doing, but I couldn't understand anything the numerologists were doing. So I went to the library and to the bookstore, and I started buying books, like 10 books, and I read it all. And then I found myself being able to look at a name without writing anything down. And it's been years since I've done this, so I mean, you know, I don't know if I can do it now, but I would read for people based on their name, and they're like, well, wait a minute, aren't you writing something down? No, you know. And I could tell them what personal year they were in, and I could tell them, like, it was an amazing thing, and it was like something I could do. Because it was not something that I mean, you know, the idea behind it is interesting. The idea that the different letters mean different things. Like A is the head, B is emotion. You know, they say X is sexuality, but I don't know if that has anything to do with what they do when they rate movies X rated. I don't know. You know,
we'll find out when Vanessa teaches it to us.
Yeah.
Johnny.
But anyway.
Just anyway.
Are you ready for another caller? Are you ready for another caller? Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Good.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Vanessa Orr, MBA.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. My name is Trish, and I'm calling because I am waiting for a legal situation to get resolved. And obviously, with the pandemic, all of the courts have been closed, and just kind of wondering when this will play out.
Oh, right. Am I right in saying that you have called in before?
No.
Someone else. All right. I saw August, but did I hear from you that was a long way away?
You know, it's hard for me to even judge because the courts aren't going to even open till June, so that actually doesn't seem that far.
Okay, good point. Yeah, everything's so iffy. Trish, did I see a house? Does this involve a house, this lawsuit?
It does.
Okay. So I don't want to play 20 questions, but I'm okay with that. Does this involve construction?
It does.
Okay. Okay. You want to know, let's phrase this statement. You want to know if you win this lawsuit. Does that make sense? Is that how we can phrase it?
Yeah, we can phrase it that way, and then I guess the second part of that is
Real quickly, I'm picking up so much. When you started talking, the vibration in your throat, in your voice was so shaky. I'm sure to most people, they would say, oh, I don't know how Vanessa picked up, you know, figured that out, but I don't agree. But I could pick up on that. It's a very nervous situation. So do you come out on top in this lawsuit? I get a mild yes. This is not the first lawsuit for this construction situation, this company or this. I see a guy. I do see a gentleman. He kind of, if I was to say what he looks like, I guess he kind of looks like the captain on Gilligan's Island. And I'm not trying to be facetious, but that's how he portrays. That's how his energy portrays. I don't know. But he's been in legal situations before. I did pick up the word smarmy. Smarmy is an interesting word because smarmy is a kind of a smarty pants, kind of a know-it-all. But you do prevail. I get a yes. It's not till like August, like late August. The upside is, Trish, is that this is outside the realm, for example, of Mercury retrograde. So the planets will still be in retrograde, but it looks like I don't have a calendar. I need to probably bring my calendar up. August 29th, they're showing me. I get a big yes on that. Let me see. So I just heard not to fear. I just heard the word trepidation, and sometimes it's good to look up words, and I really need to do this for you. I wish I was there to hold your hand because this is I keep hearing it's a lot of money, especially, you know, it's a lot of money to you. And a lot of money is a lot of money, period, okay? So trepidation, the noun is a feeling of fear or agitation about something that may happen. Trembling motion. And that's what we picked up in your voice. If I just ask for a yes or no, do you come out on top on this lawsuit? I get a yes. If you want to know percentage, hold on a second. I'll find out. Because a win is a win.
Right.
But they're saying it may not make you so very happy. They're saying, like, you know, Trish may not be very happy about this win because I am already at 50%. So I'm hearing 50% back. So your investment was X. I didn't want to reveal anything on the air. Your investment is X. So right now that you're getting 51, hold on, 52, 52. You're getting about 53% back of your investment. And I rather sense that you wanted more. Like, all of it would be awesome, but you were hoping for more back. Now, does this make sense to you?
Oh, it makes complete sense. And some of the investment hasn't been made yet because there's issues that have to be fixed that I haven't spent the money because I'm waiting for this to be resolved.
Yeah, understandable. You know, I don't know if you heard the previous caller, Gina. I was telling her about everything's just on hiatus. You know, I'm going to tell you a short story. I was going into construction here at my house in January or February. I think it was the end of February. And, you know, coronavirus showed up. And I think it was before any of this was really hitting the signals here. And I remember saying to my husband, I said, honey, just think, they keep talking about the coronavirus, and I think it was already here, but it wasn't like hitting the airwaves. And so the construction here got waylaid. You can't have people in your house. It's a good thing. It's a bad thing, Trish. If I talk to your house, which I'm trying to do right now, your house is a little grateful that things are on hiatus. You're not. That money, I heard, is tied up. But you're going to get 53% back that day. It's going to get passed down. It looks like I just keep seeing a front man for this construction company, which may or may not make sense to you. And sometimes the energies of someone don't exactly reflect their physical stature. But this guy likes to, he's trying to block me from seeing very much. And he's rather greedy. He is rather greedy. this front man for this construction company. And he likes to say that things get done right, but I'm hearing that that's not always the case. And I see a lot of turnover for employees. I do see, for example, an electrician that sticks around and comes to job site to job site, but there is some shift that is constantly going on with this company. So you do come out on top.
One of the issues is that rather than wait for a court date, especially since the courts are so backed up right now, we've been trying to force him to arbitration. And so the next motion is actually about that, saying, look, the courts are so busy, there's an arbitration clause, why don't we settle this in arbitration? And both he and his insurance company are fighting that.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. So he knows. Oh, you know, I had another client that had a situation like this. It always rather seems that the contractor or construction company is in alignment with the insurance. And I always think that that's unethical, and I do get a yes on that. Okay, so forgive me. If you know he doesn't want to go to arbitration. He did say that directly in this reading. So I'm getting a no. It's like, how far can I get Trish, and I guess this is the spouse, to navigate this past arbitration. Arbitration is smart. So sometimes, most of the time. So arbitration would control the cost. But are you going to arbitration? I get a no. Is this a lawsuit that's sitting in the courts that will go straight to the courts? It looks like yes. You know, Barbara had a really good point earlier. She was talking about, can you shift something, you know, speed it up, for example. Can you do that and manifest situations or things or relationships sooner? And you can. And since Barbara brought that up, she always says really wise things in these Monday shows, for sure. I would suggest to you, you're welcome. I would suggest that you write down what you want. This is something that I tell homeowners when they're in the middle of something like, say, a sale, or if they've been in the market too long, or, you know, the property's sitting on the market too long, is write down, Trish, what you want exactly, especially you. I mean, I can tell you this because you're very bright and sage. And so write down, like, a list. For example, what do you want on your pizza? For example, so I always have bad analogies. Write down exactly what you want. Just bullet point it. Okay, I want this, 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 and this. Just list it like you would a list.
Okay.
And then fold the paper towards you three times and put it in a book, a favorite book or a favorite place. For one thing, it's amazing to me how when we write things down, it all comes to happen.
Okay.
The other thing is that there's some energy threshold of the house. I know I do paranormal work. Is this paranormal? I'm actually getting a yes on that. I didn't see that. But what I was going to say is that the house has picked up the energy of him. I still keep seeing this central male to this situation. And one way to remedy that is to bless your front door, for example, or bless all of the thresholds of your home. And here's the easiest thing to do. And I do this at my house all the time. Like, I just did it Thursday and I've left it down since Thursday. There's a million different ways to do it, but you can take salt and throw it across the threshold of your house. You can also put salt in containers or pour salt in corners of a room or a whole house. And then you can vacuum it up later. I do this all the time. It changes the atmosphere of any house. I could go into more modalities that I invoke here at my company. But you need to clear that house and speak to the house that it is one with you and that you are doing everything to make it whole and make your checking account whole and that your investment returns to you.
Right.
Now, something else I'm going to tell you. When people commit atrocities, say financially or in relationships or just do old, you know, bad things, you have to send it back to them. I know I kind of preach on this a little bit. So I want you to write down in that list of what you want for your house and what you want in the outcome, Trish. I want you to write down that you send all of this negative energy back to this guy or and or this company 3 times.
Okay.
Because the intent was, oh, I'm just going to get by. And that's not what the agreement was, Trish, for your house. You have certain expectations. I keep picking up a vibration with you that you expect others to do things or perform as well as you expect yourself doing things or working or performing for them. So in other words, you have high standards. Does that resonate?
It does. It does. And you actually, the second part of this question was going to be about the financial toll, which you already picked up on.
Yeah, you're talking to someone that's, oh, I am a mother bear on the checking account because it's an energy field that you and I invoke on money. We don't like money spilling out of our checking accounts. Real quickly, what is the street number on this property that we're talking about?
Number 3.
Is this number 3?
Yes.
Wow. You live in a very nice house. Okay, the last caller was also number 3. Number 3 houses are awesome. I'm studying this week a little bit. Okay, good thought. Entertaining. A 3 house can have too much for you, the owner, but for you, because Trish, you're very capable. A 3 house can be too demanding and expect too much from the owner, but that's not applicable to you. Sometimes the number 3 house can have too many projects, and there's number 3 is also creativity. So it looks to me like you had a really good sense of what you wanted to do at this house, like how you wanted to create it. Like open it up and create an open space in which to live and my notes said, entertain. So 3 houses to me are always rather conducive to friends and family, like a 5 house or a 6 house. But let me tell you something. Speaking to the house and saying, telling you, this is for you specifically, telling this house to be one with you. That's going to bring about a lot of success because you are a successful person is what I'm picking up. Does that make sense about you, Trish?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And that's why I know I've never spoken to you because this is all new to me. It's really surprising how well you've picked everything up.
Aw, I'm so glad. Well, hey, I think you and I must have met in another lifetime and probably had house situations that we discussed, you know, sharing coffee at the coffee table at one point. That's how at home I feel with you. You and I have like some energies that seem to overlap because we understand homes. We understand buildings. And you strike me as someone that is very precise about measurements and can, you know, speak professionally and speak well, and you're you're knowledgeable about construction, which that can be intimidating to somebody who can't control you, Trish. Really, no one can control you. You don't allow it, you specifically. You're very nice and you're very engaging, but you do have good borders. And your house also aligns with you, because it, if your house didn't align with you, Trish, you and I wouldn't be on the phone. I think this would have been too far gone, but the house, every building has energy. And when a house is describing to me what it is describing, it's telling me I've had too many people in and out of my thresholds. That's what it was talking about. So I saw a lot of people in and out of the thresholds at the house. It's time to, your house is actually saying, lock it down. So throw down the salt. It looks like a front room requires some salt in the corners, and let it sit for a couple hours or a couple days, and then vacuum it up. It changes the atmosphere. It changes the energy fields of that room and or that house. There's a lot of other things you can do. And make that list and say, I want, you know, X amount of dollars back. And I want a fair judge that sees the situation from my point of view.
I think I'm a little fortunate in that the judge is a woman.
Okay. Well, I guess. Well, you know what? I don't know what to say about that, except that we prefer justice, and I would write that down as justice, and an equilibrium, because things are really out of kilter. And I'm going to say this. If you and I don't take the responsibility of sending negative energy back to the people who create it and toss it on us so unceremoniously, we wear it. We wear it like a branding. We wear it like a badge. And then it also impacts our home. Homes are, my goodness, people need to understand how important your home is. I know people do, but homes are energy fields, and they pick up energy fields of us. And so that's why we are responsible homeowners when we use metaphysics to clear and cleanse.
I am a true believer of that, Vanessa. It helped me so much when you sent that nice, beautiful box of all the crystals and the separate bags and all the right, and then the list of them, explaining each one and what does, then telling us what to do in all our four corners of our home, where to put it, and the whole salt thing. I did it. And it was amazing. And it inspired me to then redecorate, put up shelves, which I did right before I left on vacation. I came back and I walked into this home and I was like, wow. I just could breathe. It was so clear. It was serene. It was so welcoming. It was so happy, the energy. And I forgot, like, I created that. And Priscilla felt it too. I mean, and now I have chills all over my entire body. And my knees, especially my upper arms too. powerful. Powerful. Again, that word. And you saw that I was going to say that word so much, but it is. That's how
something
I describe
big
it.
Is really, oh, yeah. That is so awesome what you just shared. Power is really coming around you. And you know, Barbara, like what I was telling Trish, there are so many other modalities. And Trish, this is a modality that I sent to Barbara to clear that property that she's in. And it's a prosperity and protection grid. That's what Barbara's talking about. And she put it in the corners of her home, and it has a central charging tower. It's a selenite tower in the center. I'm being a little cryptic, but what I wanted to address here is that, Barbara, this must be changing the energy fields around you so that you're ready to meet him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's helping with a lot of, I mean, it's. I have never been happier. I can't remember when I've had the best last few days. I have had the best days, and I'm walking around and I'm like, wow, I'm so happy. I love my life. And I'm just,
that's awesome.
I really recognize that I was saying this inside because
now,
a couple of years ago I was saying the exact opposite.
Really?
Did she
I changed it, yes,
Trish?
And I worked on it.
Did she answer your question, ma'am?
Pardon me?
It's amazing how it works because what Barbara's talking about is a protection prosperity grid. And the grid contains selenite, black tourmaline, and pyrite. And I put one down on this property. I have several on this property that I'm on, Trish. And I put another one down at the end of March. And the annoying neighbor that was across the road from me moved within a month.
Wow.
And it's so quiet now because when you change the energy field in and around your property, it reflects you, and better can come. Money can come.
Right. Does that
and the right people can
question,
come.
She did. I really appreciate it. It was very, very helpful. And I'll just add one more thing. When you said the house is sick of people coming in, it's kind of funny because tomorrow there's yet another person coming in to do work on this house. So I'm sure
it
was picking up.
It was. You know, at the very least, a selenite, like they have selenite sticks, Trish. You can get them on Amazon. And when you receive them, I get them from Dancing Bear on Amazon. I speak to the sticks of selenite, and then I put them above doorways, and I put them above windows. Just put them anywhere that you feel led, because you need that. You've got people traipsing in and around your house.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye, okay.
Trish. Thank you.
What a nice person.
Our next
incredible. Very. Sounds like a wonderful person.
She is.
Yeah. All right, next caller is area code 775.
775, welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You are on live with Psychic Vanessa or MBA.
Thank you, Barbara and Jonathan. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi. How
Vanessa,
are you?
This is Wendy.
Wendy.
I want to take this opportunity to congratulate you and attest to your authenticity and talent as a psychic.
Oh, my. That's exciting. What happened?
Well, as you know, I'm on a medical leave. And
yes.
I had asked you recently how long I may be able to keep my employment, how long I'll be on a leave. And you said, well, Wendy, I don't think your employer will – you didn't see me there after October. So about a week later, HR called me. And they said that they like me, but they would not be able to hold my position longer than mid-October, just as you said. And so where I'm at right now is my doctor has approved me off returning to work on the 5th of June, which is next week, but I'm not physically up to it. So I created an extremely supportive, concise letter that I'm going to email to my doctor. That's how I communicate as to the reasons why I'm hoping she'll extend me another few months. So it's nice that my employer will at least hold my job through mid-October. And then they said they would discuss it after mid-October to see what options might be available, maybe work from home, et cetera. But my doctor is the captain of the ship as to whether or not she will extend me any further. I wrote an amazing – I can write a letter, and I wrote a very proficient letter that I'm going to send to her. I don't know whether to email this letter to my doctor this coming Friday, the 29th, or maybe Tuesday, but it's extremely well written. Do you think that Dr. Lee will consent to extending my leave another couple months?
I get a yes. And you can email the letter. And,
yes, I'm
going to
email it.
Yeah, I got a yes on that. Wendy.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
You know, in this lifetime, was there a gentleman that, and I'm going to use these words, with you were absolutely in love with this guy, and was there a gentleman in your life with whom you had a terrific relationship, but then it fell away after a period of time, a few years?
Well, I've been married twice, and I've been divorced, and both of them were mistakes. There was a man that I met when I was very young, maybe around 19. His name was Barry, very tall, handsome man. And I wish that I moved away from where he was. So I've desired to have a nice man in my life.
Okay. Well, I can't see the two men to whom you were married. But you know what? Barry aligned with a woman that looked like a woman that things blossomed there. Did you miss anything with Barry? Oh, I get a yes on that. I'm surprised. I thought I was just kind of going off in the weeds here, and am I going off in the weeds? I get a no. Is it unrequited love? I get a no, but it would have been the choice. But you know, Barry's a really nice guy. He seems to have a great alignment with a lot of women. And again, I'm not trying to go off, you know, in the weeds here, but sometimes we have energy fields that we're unaware of. They're so subtle that it's like this thorn in our side that just kind of bothers us all the time, but we know it's there. You know, like a little sand burr, like the burr into your saddle. It's like, you know, it's there, and you know that if you move this way, it's going to show up. And are you disappointed having missed out on the? Sometimes that can be the catalyst behind why you're not getting well, because it is your back, yes, that is keeping you from going right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I keep picking up that there's a. Is it unrequited love? Okay. This reading could be a little tighter, but I'm going to write some notes down. Because, you know, it's so funny, Wendy. I was in my room here where I do all my readings and I do all the shows, and I came across notes with your name on it the other day. I think I put them over here. And I was thinking about you. So unrequited love. I am going to do something about that. And then these pains in your back. You know what? I apologize that I haven't totally done something about that. We talked about your bed, clearing your bed.
Yeah.
So, because there was a lot of oppression pressed into the mattresses of the bed. And I think you shifted some crystals under there the last couple times that we talked. But I'm going to move some negative energy out of your energy fields to free you up. I know that you're going to go back to work sooner than later. I know that you don't like to move one way or the other because the pain is so huge in your back that is it correct to say it brings you to tears?
What was that last comment you made? I'm sorry.
Is the pain, I was shown that the pain was so pronounced that it brings you to tears.
Oh, it has at times, yes.
And aside from the fact that it brings you to tears because it's physical pain, it's also you want to do many more things. And it looks like you have to turn down events with friends because of your back. It's like you want to go, you want to go, you want to go. You say you'll go, and then when it gets down to going, you can't go because of the pain. You just can't trust what it'll do. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, I want to do more for myself, do more cleaning house and organization, but I have limitations physically.
Yeah. Is it right to say, because they keep making my arms hurt, does the pain resonate down your arms?
I have an impingement in my left shoulder, and sometimes when I turn the wrong way, it feels like a dislocation. But
that's
they
like
say
a
it's
lot.
Not. Yeah, it's you know what it is. It's without going into a lot of detail and wasting your time. I'm going to do a thorough Reiki healing and send. What I do is I call your energy fields here to my house, and I actually use a pendulum, which is muscle testing, and I test through your whole energy field, and I clear it. And then I send your energies back to you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And I have, they see some nodules on my thyroid, and they're just keeping a watch on it. They're saying it's not unusual for somebody my age to have that. I'll be 69 on July the 6th. So, but hopefully I'll be okay with that too.
You'll be okay. These are these guys, pardon me, golly, under attack. Something doesn't want me to tell you something. Okay, down to the molecular and cellular level. I'm telling anything that's trying to obstruct this reading to go back to your sender now. Somebody didn't want you to have a success story tonight, Wendy. So I'm shown that these are going to be slow growth nodules. They're going to stay with them. 74 to 76. You may have to take some different action. I heard the word invasive, so it might be surgery, as in thyroid management or removal. But I heard that you coast through it all. Are you on Synthroid or some kind of thyroid management medicine now? You're not?
No, I am not. Nothing at all.
That's so interesting because your energy field is so high tier. It's always hard for me to remember. I always remember that you're in your 60s, but your energy field is so effervescent and the vibration in your voice is always so upbeat. It's like so hard for me to remember what you're going through. It's like a giant monster. Yeah, it's like a giant monster attached to your back on the left side. It's just like this monster that just shouldn't be there. And it's just bowed you over. And sometimes there are attachments on furniture and things and people and animals, and we have to get them off. And I will do my level best here with the Reiki to remove all this debris around you and just see it falling away. Because it just shouldn't be a part of your energy.
Thank you. That's very wonderful and gracious of you, and I appreciate it, and I say thank you, and God bless. And so I just to make sure I'm understanding, Barbara, should I send the email to Dr. Lee this coming Friday or next Monday or next Tuesday?
Okay, let me test. So should you send it Friday, I get a no. Should you send it next Monday, I get a yes. Should you send it next Tuesday, I get a no.
Send it Monday.
Next Monday. Yeah.
I will. Now, did you say that she would agree to a couple more months off, or how much longer will Dr. Lee approve me extend my time off? Because it's
okay.
A very well-written letter.
Okay. All right. Yes, it is. I heard the word astute, A-S-T-U-T-E. So when you finish with me, look up astute, because sometimes, all the time, a word search is very, very revealing. So will Dr. Lee approve Wendy to be off work? Is that how she should say it, off work?
Extend my time off.
Okay.
Because my employer is cooperating in the middle of October. But she's holding the key. So really,
I got 5 weeks that Dr. Lee will approve, and she will. It's between 5 weeks, Wendy, to 6 weeks. But I heard 5 weeks definitely.
Okay. All right. So then, when the 5 to 6 weeks is up, will she extend me one more time?
I got a yes. She says that she has your best interests at heart. You. Got a question. Is there any bones left side, a bone spur?
I don't know. I was a passenger, and car hit straight on right where my car door was, and I did not have a seatbelt on.
So you were struck on the left side because it's so heavy. Everything's so heavy.
No,
on the
I was struck on the right side. I was on the passenger side, so it's my right side. But I also have an impingement of my left shoulder.
Okay, because there's just like so much just heavy on the left side that I picked up a bone spur, which that got bad, but it's a big one. It's like just a huge mass of it's like a spider almost of bone with thorns on it. A lot of thorns coming up in tonight. So Dr. Lee is a great advocate, and 5 weeks. Toy with an extra week, so yes to that, and send the letter on Monday. That's a good idea, or at least it's coming up as a yes. Tuesday is a no. Friday is a no.
Okay, I will send it early on Monday, the 1st of June, and because I'm treading water here. My employer will work with me, and I need to be able to pay rent, et cetera. So I will take whatever she gives me, 5 or 6 weeks, and then I'll approach her one more time and then maybe even have a telephone conversation with her and let her know, you know, that my employer, so that she'll be more aware that I wouldn't be asking for much beyond the middle of October, which by that point wouldn't be that far away. So,
right.
And then HR actually told me that in mid-October they would have another chat with me to see what options.
They like you. These readings on life, laughter, and happiness have always said how much your company likes you. You're very efficient and you're thorough, and this is what they like. And if I ask the question, would they like to model this job role for other people to follow, I get a yes. So you set a precedent.
Okay.
Does that
you know
make
what,
any sense at all?
You know what, sometimes, Vanessa, I mean, I could even send it to Jonathan. You would know what I mean if I forwarded the letter that I wrote. I've written letters for people because I can put things together very articulately. And because then I think you might get a better feeling about how this may be received and interpreted and processed by my provider. And interestingly enough, I won't say on the air something that's come up about my health. If you and I were not on the air, then I would tell you because we're both ladies. But there's something else going on. And I actually talked to a new doctor on Sunday. And, oh, my gosh, I consider that an opportunity. She has been to Yale. She's been to Harvard. She works in the same building as my present doctor. And she's also an internist. And I think that I may potentially ask to switch to her eventually. We shall see what transpires from that. But I would not mind forwarding the letter I wrote to Jonathan if he could forward it to you, because then you could see
sure.
How I included all factors in that.
Sure, I'll do that.
I will say
forward you the letter. If you forward you the letter, are you going to send it to me via text message?
Can I say something? I just
yes,
want to
ma'am.
Say that maybe sometimes as a psychic and a medium, less information is best sometimes. And also, since we're broadcasting this, do you think maybe you should not send the letter because that would be, what do they call it? Is it HIPAA? Would we be crossing any lines with HIPAA?
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with HIPAA. And basically, it's patient information, and I'd be considered the patient. So,
okay.
But I'm the one who's doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, Wendy.
It would be different if I forwarded the letter to, like, a friend, and then she forwarded it to somebody else, then that would be a HIPAA violation. But I'm the patient. I'm saying, well, can I give it to Jonathan? And then if Jonathan wanted to forward it to you, there's not any HIPAA being violated.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
And I
think you're
really
wonderful.
Wendy.
You know, that was a great confirmation, too. I appreciate Wendy calling in and saying that confirmation, because she's been calling in for a while, and things are starting to happen now that she's talking to you.
Yes. I'm so glad. It was so funny because I have her, the notes from one of the readings here, and I just moved it the other day. So I was thinking about her.
Oh, wow.
So funny.
That is so funny. And, you know, for her to know that you're going to help cleanse her body.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people think about that. They are enduring pain, and they don't have to. I mean, this can be done, and this is simple to clear and get this energy moving. I have so much pain, and I never even think of asking you, Vanessa, which I am going to do off the air, though. So, wow, because I do have bone spurs, and that stair fall.
Really?
It's not been good. Yes, and I have woken up and cried in pain recently. And, yes, it's just gotten worse, and especially with the coronavirus, I can't get into that gym, and it's uninspiring, and I haven't worked out like I used to, and it's like every day that goes by, I get even more stiff and more stiff in my lower back. It feels like it's crunching together and all these sharp pains around the hips. I mean, it's bad. I can't go to therapy.
Wow.
You know, I had physical therapy scheduled, and the next day that was ripped away because of the coronavirus, and I haven't been able. I was so excited to start because I know if I do the right things to my body, I could probably be cured. But I can't, I mean, in my head, and it's like, well, just do it at home. Well, yeah, but your brain is saying, I don't feel like it because it hurts, and am I doing the right thing? And, well, I tried this, and it didn't work. All that stuff is happening to me right now.
Oh, Barbara, I'll send you a
Johnny,
video, okay?
You let her finish. Johnny, please let her finish.
I'm sorry,
I know there's probably another caller waiting, but... Mike, that's just a given here.
No, go ahead.
We're sorry, people. We, you know, but it's nice to be able to finish a thought. But thank you. I know you were about to say you were going to clear it, but maybe
if you need
to talk to me too, plus about the other issue, which is fun to talk about, we're going to do that when it's convenient.
All right. I will do that.
I have a major perks here with life, laughter, happiness. I know. I mean, I'm lucky. I've always been a lucky person.
You
better admit it.
You are.
Okay.
I love it.
We have two more callers. So are you okay with taking these two?
Yes, I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'll be quick as a bunny.
Okay, this is 701 will be the first one, and then there's one more after that. So I'm just going to put 701 on, okay?
Okay, 701. Hi, you're online with Spice Kids Vanessa Orr. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? This is Laurel.
I'm doing
this
well.
This is Laurel.
Hey, Laurel, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Right. I remember you, Laurel.
You do? I haven't called in before, but great.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, then I made a mistake already.
Well, maybe we've met before. Who knows? I'm wondering either about work or love, whichever you have time for.
Oh, work or love. Well, you've got the number 8 around you. So hard work, you're going to be rewarded for it. Got a question. Do you have anything that's been stolen from you recently? And this would include an asset or money or ideas.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. So,
I don't think so.
All right. Sometimes, for example, with career, a good idea can be stolen. And so I asked and I got a yes that had been an issue. All right. Well, since this is a very cold and general reading, they are showing me a piano. And can you just help me a little bit? Does that mean anything to you, a piano?
No, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, my God. another goose egg. Well, golly, Laurel, I got the wrong Laurel because I thought there was, you sounded very much like the other Laurel that called in. I don't have anything for you.
Well, there's another Laurel? Wow.
I think so, yeah. So, so work is, I got a goose egg on that. So, as far as a guy, I do see this one gentleman. He talks about gardening. Do you have a friend someone that you know with whom you garden that's a male that there's a love interest? I get a no, but.
No.
Oh, golly.
Sorry.
You walked in and just tossed a monkey wrench right after I got this lovely compliment from my friend Wendy out in California. I've got nothing for you. Nothing's been stolen. You are going to be rewarded for hard work, but that doesn't seem like that resonates. And this guy, you don't even know who this guy is that I saw with the gardening. If I ask the question, is Laurel blocking me? I kind of get a yes, but I don't know. I've been wrong so far.
I'm opening myself.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Got a question. Who's the sister or friend that's like a sister around you? Do you have a sister that you're really good friends with, or you have a friend that's like a sister?
I have a sister, and we're not super close. And, yes, I do have a friend that we're pretty close. I mean, yeah, we've been friends for a long time.
Okay. Well, she's showing me an orange or the color orange. So there's some healing going on. Has she been ill?
My sister has, yes. She has cancer.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Well, I'm actually talking about the friend that is, yeah, has she been ill? Because
she has something going on, yes, with internal, I think.
Yeah,
a little
she's
bit.
Healing.
Yep.
What I'm shown, this is my repertoire, but my symbol for healing is orange. And, you know, Laurel, it's interesting because sometimes, probably about, 15-20% of the time, a reading may not be for you or me. It can most likely be for someone whom we know. And this is a very nice friend that you have. And she says, I've been going through a hard time, and there's a lot of male energy around her. And this is indicative, this orange that I'm being shown, of healing. So
you've
got some good news. Yes. It's interesting because she's showing me soup, like some soup that she's made on top of the stovetop, let's say. But there's a lot of healing. And she's been working hard to get well. So you are now equipped with truth. You're equipped with forward-looking or forecast information for healing.
Great.
Really quickly, has she... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I hate to change it, because if you're talking about her some more, go for it. I don't want to change the subject.
No, it's all right. Real quickly, just after you, we have one more caller, and then we'll say goodnight.
Sorry.
I've
been kind of seeing a guy for a while, but do you see him at all or any future with that?
Oh, look what you did to me. It was Trick the Psychic Night. That's okay.
Sorry.
The guy I saw, it's okay because you asked me about your love life and it looked like a giant goose egg. It was like, all you can see is this guy that's not all that, fun.
and he's in a garden, and he's got green jeans on, and I could not make sense of any of it. So this guy is a very, this guy you're seeing or you want to see, this is promising. He's kind of detail oriented. He's kind of a perfectionist. That comes from his mother's side of the family. I have a question. Why do I still see the piano? Can you help me?
I do not know that.
You don't have. There's a piano that keeps popping up. So Laurel, I'm going to give you an assignment.
Okay.
One assignment is that if you see the piano come up, you must contact me. Please.
Okay, I will, for sure. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This piano, well, you know, this piano keeps coming up, and now they're kind of showing me a grandmother. So it looks like an upright piano. It might have been at grandma's house, but it's got a special place in this reading tonight. The other thing is that this is a nice guy, but he is a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're pretty laid back about aligning with him if he is a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. You can overlook a lot, but don't overlook too much, okay? I do see the two of you getting together over. I saw white wine. I don't know if that makes any sense. But he's promising, but you might have to train him a little bit. And I think you're willing to do that. I get a yes.
Okay.
The number seven is very important with you. I'll be real quick. Number seven is tough, and you know, you let a lot kind of slide over you, so you're very forgiving. But with this guy, you know, you might be the one that you're kind of like honing him to be less of a perfectionist and to enjoy life a little bit more.
Huh? And it may work, huh?
Yes. With you, I can tell you're reticent to do it. I think you're afraid of dragging him away. Does that make any sense?
A little bit, yep. Yeah, it is.
Okay. I think you're really fun. There's two things going on.
Thank you.
I would like you to call back. I want you to call back in a couple weeks. Because
great. Okay.
I want you to try to test me again. And watch for the piano. There's significance about the piano. And
okay.
I want to know about if anything went forward with this guy, and I also want to know how your friend is.
Will do, for sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you.
I love that when things show up later, you know, when you say something like a symbol or something, or a person mowing the lawn, and then you see them doing it. I love that when that happens.
I'm getting such goose eggs, though. Look at all the goose eggs I got.
People block themselves. They block themselves sometimes. And also she's like looking for a guy coming. I got it that she was hoping a guy would come. I didn't know there was already a guy there because you kept seeing a guy. So, you know, it's like they don't want to give you, like, they give you the wrong trail. Then, I mean, she didn't mean to. It would be very difficult.
She's pretty cool.
She was cool.
Back. Yeah.
Remember Bailey last summer, we got her on the phone, and she was blocking. She kept wondering why she wasn't seeing her father, and she herself was doing the blocking, or so, because you found it easily, but
was that I on the show? Was that me, huh? I forgot.
Oh yeah. It was member Priscilla's half sister in Texas.
Oh, I guess we're done.
What? Is Johnny not there?
No, Johnny? I'm still here.
No, we're not done.
I'm still here.
Can you not hear us? Vanessa.
Yeah,
he
Vanessa got
him.
Dropped. But then they got dropped.
Well,
have
her just call back real quick so we could do the last caller.
Let me
put the last caller on so I could introduce? We still have 5 minutes. That's fine. Who's our next caller while you get Vanessa back on? Well, okay, everybody, we're going to come to a close after we have one more caller, hopefully. I always like to say goodbye to Vanessa. So, okay, is she back?
Oh, wait. No, she's not back, but she is. Okay, let me see.
Here I am.
Are you there, Vanessa?
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, that was so weird.
Yeah.
Hello?
You've gotten right. blocked. You have gotten blocked today.
Yes.
Three times,
yes.
I think.
Something okay. happened. Something bizarre. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Are you ready for the last caller?
That's okay.
Yes. Yes,
yes but
yes,
I just
I'm
wanted
so
to
sorry.
Say one last thing. One last thing. Because I was listening. I've never heard this happen before where somebody could really, like, their energy could ruin things inside your body. Like, you could get
yeah.
fatigued and all of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Because I think I need that clearing. I think something's blocking my lower back. I've never had problems.
Yeah.
And right after the fall, but it's just now happening. So, and I feel blocked. Because it's taking a toll on my brain, too, because, I don't know, maybe that's just what pain victims have is it affects everything because it's horrible.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say horrible anyway, but I've managed to stay happy in pain.
Well,
all right.
It's, you know, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, but Johnny, is it going to cut us off if we go past 6:30? Like,
oh,
does
no,
it cut
no,
us
no,
off?
It will not. It will
okay.
not. I added time to eliminate that to happen.
Okay, because I don't like that anxiety feeling. Do you, Vanessa?
No.
It's a horrible feeling.
You know,
no,
something
no,
blocks
I personally
me.
Am making sure that it won't cut you off. Because what happens is that if there is time, you know, that we decide that we're going to have another call, I will add some time so that we can do that last call. So we're not going to get cut off.
Thank
I
you.
Promise you. All right?
Thank you, Johnny. Okay, what were
okay.
you saying, Vanessa? I just
that
want to hear
so
her last few words.
I energetically got cut off. I mean, that was bizarre. It means that somebody
yeah.
was getting a good reading. Yeah, it means that somebody was getting a good reading, but that something was blocking it and didn't want it to go through. And it cut me off. I mean, it was just, my phone was still working. So, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, it is. Sometimes
Whoa,
people,
that's interesting.
Sometimes there's, sometimes there's energies and entities and the paranormal that don't want, for example, Laurel to get a good reading. There was a block.
Well,
who would that be?
Like, who, I mean, if it's a person on Earth with their energy, they don't know what she's up to, but who would this be?
I know. And people on Earth can do that. They do.
Oh.
And earthbound souls, these are hauntings. These are people who are stuck between astral or celestial plane and Earth. They have not made the commitment to go to the light. And so they haunt. It's a thing. I've got clients. I do paranormal readings often. And there's something around Laurel I just got confirmation that it's something to do with this piano. I hope she
yeah.
calls back in a couple of weeks. And I apologize to you, Jonathan and Barbara, for getting cut off, but it wasn't me. It was bizarre.
No.
My phone was
You can't
still...
apologize for technical stuff. Right, Barbara?
Yeah. No, not
yeah,
especially not cool. paranormal technical stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
okay.
it's part of it. Hey, it's part of it. Right?
Oh, my
All
goodness.
Right.
That was
your
wild.
Let's
okay.
This,
well,
let's put this last person on. Area code 216.
Okay. Oh, okay. 216. Hey, it's your lucky day. Your lucky moment. You're our last caller with Vanessa or MBA. How are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Memorial Day. How y'all feeling tonight?
Thank you. Great.
Hi there.
My question was, what do you as far as finance, like 2 to 3 months from now? So I was thinking about for a short term time being, like getting a job working from home. This is a job I'm currently at, so I was thinking about that.
Okay, so you're looking for a job working from home. Did I get that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it sounds like you don't want to do it just yet. It sounds like you want to wait a while. Is that so?
I mean, sooner the better for me, really.
Oh, okay. I like that. Got a question. Are you in the process of a move?
A move? No.
Are you moving? You're
I mean,
not? Yeah. You will be moving then, because there is either a process of a move or there's a beginning of a process of a move. Are you living with family? Is that what I'm seeing right now?
Am I in a family?
Are you living with family right now? Or, you know, something like...
No, it looks like you're
not living with family. Okay. Well, all right. So I'm going to set that aside, and I'm just going to tell you that you are in the process of making a move. So you want a job sooner than later. Okay. You're not going to get that job. Did you apply for a job recently and haven't heard back about it?
No, I haven't.
What? I'm sorry?
No, I haven't. I haven't applied for a job. I mean, I'm currently working. I just wanted to do a change, you know, change of job, something different. Like I have more time.
Oh, you want to switch jobs. That's
yes.
what you want. Okay. I'm shown that whatever job you apply for, you will not get. I'm glad that you have a job, because I was shown that whatever job you apply for, you're not going to get. I do see a move. And I was shown that you were with family. Is there family that lives nearby then? I'm picking up a lot of family around you.
I mean, my mother and father, they don't stay too far from me. My brother don't stay too far from me, but
okay.
I mean,
okay.
As far as moving, I mean, I want to locate somewhere like near Georgia.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to tell you that as far as getting a different job, right now, whatever job you apply for, I don't see you getting it. So what I'm going to say is this: look at the bright side. That's not the job for you. And also, don't get dissatisfied with any of the job search. You're supposed to stay where you are right now. Now, I'm going to say this. I've said this a couple times tonight on the show, is that we are in a very stagnant time right now. So it's best not to do anything. Tell you, in June and July. So don't look for a job in June or July. August is going to be, oh my goodness, this is still happening. Everything's so stale. Let August go by, because the whole world is dealing with August. In September, things will get a little bit better for you, okay? So June and July, that's a nothing burger for switching jobs. And also, if this move moves forward, I want you to understand that don't move between, say, mid-June and mid-July, because that will be Mercury retrograde. But I just saw a lot of family around you, and now you've rather answered my question. I mean, I know I asked you pointedly, were you living with family? But you answered correctly and said you were not, but that your family was nearby. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Energetically, we have cords with people. And just because your mom and dad, and I think you said a sibling, a brother, are not exactly living with you, it's those cords of attachment that are around you. And that's probably what I know, that's what I must have been picking up. So stay with your job.
Barb, are you there?
Yes, Johnny. Vanessa's doing a reading right now. I don't know what's going on, Vanessa. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. I think it's just something that is my caller
Hello?
Still there?
Yes,
okay,
I hear him.
Okay. I'll finish up. Whatever hard work you're up to the job continue to do that because you will be acknowledged for it. But stay with this job. Got a question. Are you trying to plan a trip? Are you trying to plan a short vacation to go somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say this because I haven't given you a very blissful reading tonight, except that you are someone that does enjoy recreation and rest. And I want you to think twice about taking this trip, either move the dates on the trip or cancel the trip altogether. So I am going to tell you this. If and when it comes to taking the trip, think twice about taking the trip. At least I got that one right tonight. Hello?
Yeah, right.
Wow. That's a lot of warnings for him. What is the caller's name? I'm sorry. Was it Michael? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Wow. Well, I didn't catch your name, but I just think that Vanessa has some warnings for you, which I don't hear happen very often. So I would take heed on that for sure. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that was amazing.
The job you have now is very sustainable, and I heard it was a good job. The work at home is not an option, and so don't do anything about that. And even if you do apply, they are not going to contact you back, sadly. So you haven't lost anything. But, you know, asking questions is always so smart. It's the people who don't ask the questions, that's who I feel sorry for, because they, when we ask questions, we get proper answers. But I think the reason you shouldn't go on this trip is accident-prone thing, like an accident can happen. And Barbara's right. I don't ever pick up on things like that. At least I'm not shown things like that, but that is for you.
Okay, this is an accident prone. Okay.
Well, the trip could be accident prone, and then what? Then you can't work, and you're needed. So, but you know what? I like picking up. You know what I do like is I like picking up on your family. I do like that because your family just popped up right away, and I might have missed. Appropriated my question by asking, you know, you live with family, but the ties are so close, and I think that's so beautiful that you have close ties with your family. But these are words of warning to think twice about that trip. I actually picked up the word cancel trip or shift the dates of the trip, and I don't think we're really going to be an option. But stay with your job. Don't worry about shifting your job, and watch out for this move. Just a heads up, okay?
Okay.
Call back in a month.
Thanks for calling.
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Wow. We've had a big variety of callers with amazingly different readings. Every single one that were readings that I've never even heard. Things that you have said tonight are things that I didn't even know existed. So many things. Wow. It was. I really think so. Wow.
You know, it's funny,
okay,
Barbara,
well,
before, I know I'll be real quick, but before the show, I always get nervous before the show. And I think it's because there's such a congregation of, souls that come to me or angels and guides. And I got so nervous tonight before tonight's show. And I heard in my right ear, don't ever worry. We're always going to be here to help you with the information. And it just brought me to tears because I really want to do a good job. I just want to be a clean conduit for people. And I just want people to get accurate readings. So I just want to thank you for having me on the show tonight. Thank you so much for keeping me
on
Monday nights. I'm honored. I'm so honored.
Yes, and that's what I was going to tell everybody, too. Just always know that we have Vanessa or MBA on every Monday night, and this is amazing. And then we're going to be doing a special show where she is going to be teaching us how to muscle test, which is amazing. And please, everybody, go to our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook page, because that's where we're going to post when we schedule this. We're going to let you know there. And while you're there, why not stop by our Twitter, Instagram, and stop by our Life, Laughter, Happiness website.com. But most importantly, go to our YouTube channel, because you can hear this show again, I always listen to every show a second time. This one I may have to do a few times. There was so much in it. You can find that on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. And please subscribe to show your support. We would really appreciate it. And we want to thank Vanessa Orr so much for coming on. And you know where to find her. We've told you a few times. FullSoulReadings.com is her website. But she loves Instagram. She's got a great feed and wonderful stories. Vomba11, V-O-M-B-A-11. And you can find everything there. I mean, on your profile, it leads you to, she has another show. So there's a lot going on, everybody. And we appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
Good night, everyone. Good
thank
night,
you, Johnny.
Good night, everyone.
Have a great night.